ते वासुदेवाया ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट 43 द फोर्स्ट ऑफ मटेरियल एंजॉयमेंट यो दुष्ट्यजान धारा सुतान सुरेत राजम हृदि स्पृशा जहाओ जुवाइवा मलवाद उत्तम श्लोका लालसा यो दुष्यजन धरासुतान सुरत राजम हृदि स्पृशा जहाओ युवाइवा मलवाद उत्तम शोक कलाल सहा यो दुष्य चंद्रा सुतान सुरेतनाजम हृदि स्पृशा जहाओ युवाइव मलवाद उत्तम श्लोक कलाल सहा यो दुष्य चंद्रा सुतान सुरेतनाजम हृदि स्पृशा जहो युवाइव मलवाद उत्तम श्लोक कलाल सहा यो जुस्तवंदरा सुतं राजम हृदि स्पृशा जहो युवाइव मलवाद उत्तम श्लोक कलाल सहा योजुष्टमंधर सुतं सूर्यराजन्द्रदि स्पृशः रोमुवायव मलवाद भुगुश्लोकललसः योजुष्टाचन्द्र सुतं सूर्यराजन्द्रदि स्पृतं रहौ युवायव मलवाद उत्तम श्लोक कलालसा। माता जी या the same Jet Bhart who was formerly Marj Bhart. The same Jet Bhart who was formerly Maharaj Bhart, the son of Marj Rishabdev. Dushyajan, very difficult to give up. Dharasutan, the wife and children, or the most opulent family life. Surit, friends and well-wishers. Rajam, a kingdom that extended all over the world. British Bishaha, that which is situated within the core of one's heart. Jahao, he gave up. Yuva Eva, even as a young man. Malavad, like stool. Uttama Shloka Lalasa, who was fond of serving, who was so fond of serving, the Supreme Personality of Godhead known as Uttama Shloka. Translation. While in the prime of life, the great Maharaj Bhart gave up everything because he was fond of serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Uttama Shloka. He gave up his beautiful wife, nice children, great friends, and an enormous empire. Although these things were very difficult to give up, Marge Bart was so exalted that he gave them up just as one gives up stool after evacuating. Such was the greatness of His Majesty. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The name of God is Krishna. Because He is so attractive that the pure devotee can give up everything within this material world on His behalf. Marj Bhart was an ideal king, instructor, and emperor of the world. He possessed all the opulences of the material world, but Krishna is so attractive that He attracted Marj Bhart from all His material possessions. Yet somehow or other, the king became affectionate to a little deer, and falling from his position, had to accept the body of a deer in his next life. Due to Krishna's great mercy upon him, he could not forget his position. He could understand how he had fallen. Therefore, in the next life as Judd Bhart, Marj Bhart was careful not to spoil his energy, and therefore he presented himself as a deaf and dumb person. In this way, he can concentrate on his devotional service. We have to learn from the great King Bhart how to become cautious in cultivating Krishna consciousness. A little inattention will retard our devotional service for the time being. Yet, any service rendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is never lost. Swapamapi yasya dharmasya trayate mato bhayat. Bhagavad Gita 2:40. A little devotional service rendered sincerely is a permanent asset. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1:5:17. Chakva sadharmam charanam bhujam horer. Bhajana pakvo tapatet yato yadi. Yachakva vabhadram abunamusyakim. Kovarta apto bhajatam swadharmataha. Somehow or other, if one is attracted to Krishna, whatever he does in devotional service is a permanent asset. Even if one falls down due to unmaturity or bad association, his devotional assets are never lost. There are many examples of this, Ajamil, Marj Bhart, and many others. This Krishna conscious movement is giving everyone a chance to engage in devotional service for at least some time. A little service will give one an impetus to advance and thus make one's life successful. In this verse, the Lord is described as Uttama Shloka. Uttama means the best, and Shloka means reputation. Lord Krishna is full in six opulences, one of which is reputation. Aishvaryasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yashasa, Sriya. Krishna's reputation is still expanding. We are spreading the glories of Krishna by pushing forward this Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna's reputation 5,000 years after the battle of Kurukshetra is still expanding throughout the world. Every important individual within this world must have heard of Krishna, especially at the present moment due to the Krishna consciousness movement. Even people who do not like us and want to suppress the movement are also somehow or other chanting Hare Krishna. They say the Hare Krishna people should be chastised. Such foolish people do not realize the true value of this movement, but the mere fact that they want to criticize it gives them a chance to chant Hare Krishna, and this is its success. Yodustya Jandara Sutan Surit Rajam Ridhis Prashaha Jaho Yuvaiva Malavad Uru Mashloka Lalasaha. While in the prime of life, the great Marj Bhart gave up everything because he was fond of serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Uttama Shloka. He gave up his beautiful wife, nice children, great friends, and an enormous empire. Although these things were very difficult to give up, Marj Bhart was so exalted that he gave them up just as one gives up stool after evacuating. Such was the greatness of His Majesty. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Kinanjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jaina Tasmai Sri Grave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master Open my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So here, the explanation is given of great saintly predecessors and acharyas. Maharaj Bharat, he had given up his entire kingdom to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although he was attracted by the little deer, he was sitting in meditation in the forest as a Rajarishi, as a saintly king. And one doe was crossing the river and was frightened, was being chased by a predator. And she gave birth to the fawn, but passed away in the process of giving birth. So Maharaj Bharat, being a very compassionate person, cared for that fawn, for that baby deer. But this is a lesson for the devotees not to be too sentimental. Sometimes the impersonalistic class of men say, manava seva is madhava seva. That if we serve mankind, if we serve the deers, if we save the whales, then we're spiritual, we're serving God. Manava seva is madhava seva. But our Vaishnava tradition is the opposite. Madhava seva is manava seva. By serving God, we serve mankind. By watering the root of the tree, of the plant, all the leaves, all the branches, everything becomes satisfied. By feeding the stomach, all the limbs of the body, all the tissues, everything becomes very satisfied. So this Maharaj Bharat, he was a little bit sentimental. He thought, let me save this fawn. And he became very attached to the fawn, so much so that he gave up his regular principles. He gave up his sadhana because he was tending always to the fawn. We have practical example, just like myself this morning. I came back from Mangal Arati ready to chant some very clear and loving rounds. My son was up, very sick, sore throat, in a lot of pain, regurgitating. Said, please, can you go to CVS and pick me up some Sepacol or whatever they use for deadening the strep throat? So I was walking to the store, chanting my rounds, thinking of my poor son, who I've been serving for over 20 years. And I was thinking, this is what Prabhupada is talking about, that just like one is attached to the family member, or one is always thinking of the wife or the children, or the wife thinking of the husband and the children, similarly one has to put one's repose, one's faith, and one's consciousness in Krishna. My consciousness was thinking, okay, I'll get this medicine for him. I'll bring it to him. Then I'll make him some tea. Then I'll do this for him. Then I'll serve him in this way and please him in that way. And whether the children appreciate or not, that's another story. Any parent knows. That's very difficult. But the sentiment, I will go get Krishna's garlands, I'll make Krishna's garland, I'll go and preach for Krishna, do the garden for Krishna, then cooking for Krishna. That sentiment has to be transferred, not sentimentally, just for sense gratification or extended sense gratification. My friends, my family, my loved ones, so-called. But that sentiment has to be reposed in the spiritual master in Krishna. That is devotional service. That we're thinking with great anxiety, Krishna needs his garlands. Krishna needs his books distributed. Krishna needs more prasadam. Krishna needs his seva. Instead, we're thinking in great anxiety, my son or my daughter or my loved one needs this, my friend needs that, my government needs this. And people are pulled in every which way. So Maharaj Bharat, he was also pulled in that way. He was thinking constantly, I have to take care of this fawn. Is the fawn all right? Is everything going nice? Everything good with the fawn? A little sentimental. So much so, as we said, Prabhupada said, he gave up his regular principles. He gave up his sadhana bhakti. And he fell from devotional service. Actually took birth as a deer in his next life. And then again, as Judd Bart. As a deer, he was given a great benediction because he was a devotee to be in the ashram of the saintly persons and to eat the remnants of foodstuff left by the saintly persons. We may not be so lucky. Ajami also, he was a great Brahmin, Vaishnav. And because he saw one prostitute and a man engaging in nefarious activities, he gave up his duties, his regular principles. If we become a little mechanical, if we're chanting mechanically, and we're thinking, yeah, Krishna, I have to do this for you, mechanically, without that loving sentiment that's there, just like for the child, or just like for the loving friend, or just like for the parent, then there's opportunity that we can fall. He became attracted to that prostitute. He took up with her. We got children with her. But by Krishna's grace, in the Vaishnav tradition, the children are named Vaishnav names. Sita, Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman. And he named his youngest son, Narayan. He was very attached to Narayan. Oh, little Narayan this, oh, Narayan that. Narayan, 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 Narayan. Always chanting the name of Narayan. So much so that at the time when the Yamadutas were coming for him, he was crying out for the little boy, Narayan, Narayan. Yamadutas hearing the mantra, they could not approach. Vishnudutas actually stopped them, said, actually, you can't touch him. You can't touch this. Someone's chanting Narayan, you can't touch that. Someone's chanting Hare Krishna, you can't touch that. And Vishnudutas got into prolonged argument that you can't go near this Ajamil. And they won. Yamaraj told them that dharmam hi sakshat bhagavat praniyatam, that real religious principles are not just enacted by me, Yamaraj. Real religious principles are enacted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who I work for, and who is the master of the Vishnu Dutas. So the Vishnu Dutas staved off the Yama Dutas, the agents of Yama. And Ajamil was given a second chance to take up devotional service. So we may not be so fortunate. Prabhupada says in the purport that everyone is, this Krishna consciousness movement is there to give some time that everyone can chant and learn the process of devotional service. And therefore, we have to take advantage that devotional service means to feel that loving propensity, that urgency to serve. The Supreme Personality of Godhead and Srila Prabhupada, spiritual master and Krishna, that whatever propensity we have to serve, to love, I was so much absorbed in running to the store, getting the sepakal and the agents for the tea and the making the hot bath and making it hotter by boiling the water, that I couldn't even remember my own pain. I was so absorbed in devotional service. Of course, we have responsibilities. As parents, you have to do. In Krishna consciousness, you have to serve your children, serve your wife, serve your husband, serve your family members. That's why that's there. But it's also there to teach us that real sentiment, if we get totally absorbed, just like when we were brahmacharis, we were so absorbed in serving Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was on the planet. We wanted so much to please him that even there was some pain, even there was some suffering, it became very minor to us. Of course, nowadays, if I get a pinprick, oh my God, I have a pinprick. But real thing is that we were so absorbed in service. I remember I was distributing books with Vaishishika in St. Louis in 1977, I believe. Maybe 78. We were so absorbed in the marathon, every morning we'd go out and eat all the milk sweets. We were competing against, I think, Naikatma and Sovazji. Maybe their wives too, I think, were. Denver against St. Louis, 78. Big marathon. We were, of course, winning in St. Louis. Actually, I think Naikatma was with us and Savas was with the ladies. I can't remember. Was it Naikatma? It was you, me, and Vaish. We're going to the airport. Naikatma, Vaish, NVS. Naik, Vaish, and Sura. And Savas was in Denver, I believe, at the time. So we would go out every morning at 6 in the morning. Chanar Japa, go to Mangal Arti, Chanar Japa, and go on Sankirtan. We had to be number one for Prabhupada and do a lot of books. And all we would eat, the big maha plate would come from Nitai Gaur, from Gaur Nataraj, the dancing Lord Chaitanya. Burfi, Sandesh, rubbery, sweet rice. Did I miss any milk sweet? Every milk sweet you could think of. And we would devour, three of us, I believe, that entire milk plate of milk sweets. They'd give us the remnants to take. We'd go on Sankirtan. We didn't eat prasadam in the morning. I think they brought prasadam at noon because we were running on burfi and sandesh. Of course, after about a week, I think my lungs became so filled up with fluids. I'm not blaming the sandesh and burfi, but it was all we were eating. And I started taking some nimbupani, lemon water, to get rid of the pneumonia, the walking pneumonia that had developed. But we weren't thinking, I've got pneumonia, I have to go and stop and not do this anymore. I'm very sick. We were thinking, let me take some lemon water and cayenne. I'll be fine. Of course, we went to Dr. Cacioppo, the local doctor in St. Louis, whose name was Dr. Cacioppo. And he said, what have you been taking for this? You have Your lungs are filled with fluid. You have walking pneumonia. I said, I'm taking Nimbupani. He said, what's a Nimbupani? I said, oh, it's lemon in water with a little ginger and a little cayenne, a little Brahmastra juice. He said, roll up your sleeves. He gave me 250 cc's of codeine in one arm, I think 100 cc's of tetracycline in the other, and a bottle of codeine and tetracycline. I left, and believe it or not, was so enlivened by my meeting with Dr. Cacioppo that we went right back out on Sankirtan and were able, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and modern Western medicine, to continue the Sankirtan marathon. So in those days, we didn't let anything get in our way. You got a stone bruise? Go in a wheelchair. You break your arm? Then use your other arm. Isn't it, Bhikkhu Pani? We're so absorbed in service to Srila Prabhupada that even material things didn't bother us. Just like we always hear the story, Srila Prabhupada had a terrible cold. He was in New York. They were going up the elevator. He was set to go to Tehran, 1976, summer. The next day he was going to Tehran and he had a terrible cold, externally speaking. So some of the devotees said, Srila Prabhupada, perhaps we should cancel your trip to Tehran because you have a bad cold. And Prabhupada became very alert and said, famous quote, I want the opportunity to fight for Krishna to the last breath. Prabhupada said, I want the opportunity to fight for Krishna till the last breath. So although Maharaj Bharat, he became a little bit sentimental about the fawn, Ajamil, he also became sentimental about the prostitute here in the purport. We are sentimental in so many ways. Real devotional service means to give up that false sentiment and utilize that sentiment for serving the spiritual master and Krishna. Even I was just running to the store to get medicine for my son and cooking the tea and getting the bath ready. Are you okay? Are you okay? And thinking of him, just thinking of him made it so I wasn't thinking of me. This is our disease. I'm always thinking of me. The selfishness of this material world. What about me? Number one. Of course, the extension of me is my son, my daughter, my loved ones, my family, my friends, society, friendship, and love. That's also selfish. The only way to give up the selfishness is to have that sentiment and to have that service propensity, being in great anxiety to perform service for the spiritual master and for Krishna. It's not that the spiritual master doesn't require our service. There's a great need. Spiritual master has so much that he wants to accomplish. Krishna has so much that he wants accomplished in this material world. And therefore, it's a great responsibility for us to take up that mission of the spiritual master and Krishna. Despite our difficulties, despite the things that happen within our life, but to remain fully absorbed in that service attitude, not neglecting our duties, not neglecting our responsibilities and our health, but becoming so absorbed in Krishna's service, in Srila Prabhupada's service, that these things all become minimized. So this is in the purport here. Even if we give up the path of devotional service like Bart Marsh, like Ajamil, we can take it up again by applying that sentiment. Bhakti Yoga is so nice, just applying that sentiment. And therefore, Madhava Seva is Manava Seva. Yoginamakpi Sarvesham Madgitanantaratmanam Shradavan Bhajate Yumam Same Yukta Tamo Mata. Of all yogis, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he who abides in me with great faith, serving me with loving devotion, he is the topmost yogi of all. That person is the topmost in yoga. Not, even though we don't say it's bad to do some philanthropy or some altruistic activity, we know that that's for the body. And we know that ultimately one needs pure philanthropy, pure spiritual activities. So any quick question or discussion? There's 1 minute left. Yes, sir. You know, that we said that to each other the other day. And I actually took out my... I threw away the 3/8 buzzer and took out the 1/4 buzzer this morning. I got up at 2. And I buzzed 1/4 because of the advocacy of go out the way you came in. That we came in serving Srila Prabhupada, serving Krishna with a roar, and we want to go out with that same roar of serving Prabhupada and Krishna. I know I do. I think someone said the other day, if one looks back, was it Nikatma or? No, maybe it was Govinda. Said that you remember the best times that you had in Krishna Kali. It was the most renounced times. It was the times when you did the most devotional service. And you were the most pure and dedicated. So when we see the new bhaktas going out and we see the activities of the devotees so pure-hearted and so dedicated, that should be how we want to finish this life too. I'm pretty convinced of that. So therefore the statement, you made the statement, we got to go out the same way we came in. Meaning, Krishna consciously. Not go out of the material world the same way we came in the material world, but go out of the material world the same way we came in the spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON. Very good. Anybody else? All glories to Sri Guru and Gaurangoo.